Okay, welcome back. This is Erev Shabbos, Parshas Naso, and it's a quite. First of all, we have to know that Naso has 18 different mitzvos in this week's parsha, which is a lot. There was none in Bamidbar. There's only 5 next week, and 5 the week after, I think. There are a lot of very interesting mitzvos. Like the last mitzvah of the parsha is the mitzvah of the Kohanim holding the Aron Kodesh and the Ark, where the Talmud really says that the Ark held them, that they held it on their shoulders, but really when they were traveling, it didn't weigh anything. It carried them. The other really interesting mitzvah really is the Kohanim, where it's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to bless us. And the question is, really the mitzvah is for every day for them to give us a bracha. And the question is, why is it so important to get blessings and bracha every day? So if we understand the concept, what is a bracha really is that someone seeing the positive side of me and me starting to believe in it enough that I could really see myself in that place. That means like this, that God forbid we have, sometimes there are children that the parents don't see the positive side to them. There are very few and far between, but there are sometimes, God forbid, those children that the parents don't see it. And the parents say negative things to them all the time. And what happens is that the child becomes negative because he believes that he's intrinsically negative. On the other hand, by a good child, what's the difference between a good child and a bad child? So Tony Robbins, I think, said over, he said, I was a regular child, he says, something like this, I'm trying to repeat over the way he would say it. I was a regular child until I was in sixth grade. And what happened in sixth grade? What happened was that my fifth grade teacher, the teacher from the next grade, sixth grade, asked the fifth grade teacher about each kid in the class. And the teacher said Tony Robbins, he's a genius in math. And so the sixth grade teacher believed right away he was a genius in math. And little by little, you know, pushed him ahead until at the end of the year, he was really doing like calculus and some other really advanced math. But after that, then he started believing himself, seeing that he scores high on the better math. And eventually he believes in himself that he's a genius at some level. I don't know if he is or isn't. That's besides the point. But the idea is really that if you look at the brachos that we receive from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, every day we get blessing from Hashem. We just have to look and notice it. And so there's actually, it's proven that this is correct from the Torah. Forget the proven from the world, but the proof is from the Torah. Because the mitzvah is, like we say every morning in davening, when we say every morning, we talk about the blessings of the Kohen. It says that, what does it say? Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer. Hashem says to Moshe, Daber el Aaron vel Banav. Tell Aaron and his children, Lamer, like this. Kosavarchu es bnei Israel. This is how you should bless the Jewish people. Amar lahem. Say to them. Why does it mean say to them? What's so important to tell it to them? You just bless them. I could sit all day at home blessing them. Why do I have to tell it to them? Why it's so important for them to know? And the reason why it's so important for them to know is because a big part of the bracha is, if we know there's something special about me, I could act special. If I don't know if there's something special about me, so it's harder to act special. Akash Baruch Hu should bless every single one of us, that we should realize how special we are and how lucky we are and how much Hashem watches out for us every single day, and we should feel extra gebenched. Have a wonderful Shabbos.